streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin with deadly weather in the Midwest. After days of historic rain and flooding, that's washed out entire neighborhoods. CBS News Minnesota's Jason Rantala is in Waterville.
After 1,000 volunteers and 60,000 sandbags filled and distributed, city and county officials say they don't know when this flood fight will end.
We just have too much water.
It's still going to rise.
So far, only voluntary evacuations, with water, electricity, and sewer operations still functioning.
At least one person was killed in South Dakota and evacuations ordered in parts of Iowa. Relief from blistering heat in the Northeast, but it's still going to be a scorcher in the nation's midsection. CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson.
Some of the high temperatures on Monday include 104 degrees in Lincoln, Nebraska. We'll be seeing about 102 or 103 degrees in Wichita.
Washington, D.C., Baltimore, and Philadelphia all broke heat records over the weekend. Deadly rip currents blamed for up to 8 deaths along the Atlantic and Gulf coasts. That includes 6 drowning victims in Florida. Lifeguards along the North Carolina coast say they've rescued more than 150 people since Wednesday. In New York, 2 teenagers are presumed dead after they were reported missing Friday from a beach in Queens. Now to Washington, where Secretary of State Blinken is set to meet with Israel's defense minister today. Topic, a ceasefire deal in Gaza. Correspondent Cammie McCormick.
This State Department meeting comes after Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu said he would only be willing to agree to a partial ceasefire that would not end the war. He said Israel is committed to continuing the war after a pause, and he's not willing to give up on that. His remarks could further strain relations with the Biden administration, which launched a major effort to win support for the deal.
Today marks 2 years since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, which gave constitutional protection to abortion rights. Jen Klein heads the White House Gender Policy Council.
Doctors are quite frankly, and hospitals are quite frankly, afraid to provide the care that they know their patients need because of these laws that are in place across the country.
In a statement this morning, President Biden called Donald Trump, quote, the sole person responsible for this nightmare. A massive crowd turned out in New York City to welcome the Dalai Lama. Tibetan Buddhism's 88-year-old spiritual leader greeted by hundreds of supporters as he arrived for medical treatment on his knees. It's his first visit to New York since 2017. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, good morning. I'm Chris Morrow in for Stuart J. Waddles. Well, the weekend's big local story, of course, severe weather rolling through Racine County and most of southern Wisconsin on Saturday night. Here in Racine County, we saw severe thunderstorm warnings and high winds near 60 miles per hour, but just a few sporadic power outages. Kenosha had tornado warnings. Other cities in southern Wisconsin, tornadoes that touched down. Those damage reports are still coming in. We'll update you throughout the day here on WRJN. David Luckett was sentenced to life in prison without parole on Friday after being convicted for his role in the death of Davion Robbins. Luckett, now 21, found guilty of one count of first-degree intentional homicide. A Kenosha man convicted of sex crimes against a child was sentenced to decades in prison on Friday. David T. DeBerg, a former jail chaplain, Kenosha Unified substitute teacher, YMCA worker, and American Legion chaplain, will spend the next 30 years in prison. And some good news when it comes to gun violence in Racine. The Racine Police Department has yet to report a single homicide in 2024, and reports of shots fired as far as incidents in the city are down considerably. We'll have some rough weather on the way in the days to come. The forecast coming up here in just a few minutes. But for now, that's what you need to know. In for Stuart J. Waddles this morning, I'm Chris Morrow. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime online at WRJN.com.
The Brewers beat the Padres. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers breaking up a 3-game losing streak in San Diego, finally coming up with a win, 6-2 over the Padres. Things got started in the second inning with Sal Frelick at bat on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
2-2 the count. And a base hit into left field. Ortiz
On his way as Adames will score. Ortiz will go on to third. And it'll be an RBI single for Sal Frelick.
The Brewers scoring five runs in the second against the Padres right-hander Michael King, manager Pat Murphy.
We got a little lucky, didn't we? Some of the hits fell in and some of the grounders got through, opposite field grounders and a couple bloops. And King's good, man. That guy's good. I can pitch.
The crew opening a home series tonight against the Rangers. Hockey, Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals tonight. The Florida Panthers host the Edmonton Oilers with the Stanley Cup on the line. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens, sponsored by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Cash battles for a share of $200,000 in June. More info at paysbig.com. WRJN.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Sunshine today, a high near 81. Showers and thunderstorms late tonight. Those could have heavy rain again with a low around 66. Hot and humid for Tuesday with scattered thunderstorms. Highs near 90, heat index around 96. Cooler by Wednesday.
It's 60 at our studios.
And then Barack Hussein Obama. What a likable, charismatic character. What an intriguing part of our political land. You know, to show me how brilliant he is as a politician, the first thing he had to do was overcome that name. And I don't think there's a tougher name to run for president in America, honestly, than Barack Hussein Obama. What could be harder? Hi, I'm Charles Manson. Hitler, I'd like your vote. Charles Manson, Hitler cares about the people. Charles Manson, Hitler will stand up to the special interests. Isn't it time you took another look at Charles Manson, Hitler? I'm Charles Manson, Hitler, and I approve this ad. Then they'd have attack ads. Charles Manson, Hitler is a tax and spend liberal. Paid for by the committee to elect O.J. Scott Peterson president.
news and timeless hits at WRJN 610. I'm Don Rosen. Good morning. It's a Monday. Yeah, it's tough coming back from a weekend. I took a couple of days off with my wife and my brother and his wife, and we traveled the state on the Mississippi River for 2 days. A lot of driving. A lot of bugs. We'll talk about that later on. Hey, if you're waking up this morning grabbing your coffee mug, beware. 580,000 glass coffee mugs are being recalled because they can't hold hot coffee without breaking, which is really the point of the coffee mug, right? It's unclear who messed up. They're called Joy Jolt Declan or Declan single wall glass coffee mugs. And apparently the glass has been cracking when filled with hot liquids, which can cause cuts and burns. And as I said before, obviously, the whole purpose of a coffee mug is to hold hot liquids, right? Yeah, the question, who screwed up? 611 at WRJN, looking for sunshine today with a high near 75 right now, sunny at 61 at Radio Park with Simon and Garfunkel, Bridge Over Troubled Water. You spoke, we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back at WRJN.
When you're weary, feeling small, when tears are in your eyes, I will dry them all. I'm on your side. Oh, when times get
local news and timeless hits at WRJN 615. Whoa, yeah. Dinah Ross and the Supremes. And Reflections. 99.9 FM in Racine, 98.1 FM in Kenosha. And the legendary 1400 AM heard everywhere.
Through the mirror of my mind, time after time, I see a reflection of you and me. Reflections of
of the Supremes at WRJN 618. I'm Don Rosen. When I was out in California, this is back in, I guess, the late 80s, we were having a business get-together in San Diego. We flew out to San Diego from Milwaukee, and we're having a get-together. And the get-together lasted about 2 hours, and that was it. Now we had the whole weekend, so we went up to, I begged the two guys I was with, can we please go up to Los Angeles? I'll pay for the rental car, but I want to go to Universal Studios and tour the stars' homes, you know, that see where they live. So we bought a map, and we're going down the street, and there is this beautiful white mansion, and it's owned by Diana Ross, who lived next door to Herb Alpert. And right down the corner was Sammy Davis Jr., across the street with James Stewart. Lucille Ball had just passed away that week, but her house was there. Jack Benny's house, he had passed away too, but his house was there. Everybody lived like on the same block on Roxbury Drive. Imagine having your neighbors, Diana Ross, Sammy Davis, Herb Alpert, Lucille Ball, Jack Benny, James Stewart. All these people lived on the same block together. Imagine that block party. I'd love it. I almost ran over James Stewart, too. Let me tell you that story. I'll share it with you later. I did. I almost hit him with my car. It's sort of like that. I'll explain later. 619 at WRJ. And hey, I want to remind everybody that we're proud to be part of the annual Racine Fourth Fest Fund this year. It all starts with a parade fundraiser at Ives Groves Golf Course on Saturday the 29th. And then, of course, the big parade downtown and the lakefront fireworks, both on the 4th, of course. And we've got the pre-parade vehicles getting started at 8:30 on the 4th with the main event, main elements getting underway at 9 o'clock. The route is along Main Street, starting at Gould and heading south through downtown. And stake out your favorite spot on North Beach or along the lakeshore for the big fireworks display at dusk. Fireworks are sponsored by the City of Racine and Festival Foods. My favorite day of the year, the 4th of July. Oh, love that day. So much fun. It's 620 at WRJN. And coming up, what do we have coming up here? Let's look at some of the songs we got coming up in the next break. Oh, look at the Green Eyed Lady, Sugarloaf, Breaking Up His Heart to Do Neil Sedaka. Got some good tunes coming up. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN.
Enhance the life of your loved one this summer with Easy Mobility Solutions in Racine. Give them a gift of a new Pride Mobility Scooter, Go-Go, Jazzy Carbon, or Viva Lift Power Lift Chair. Designed for ultimate comfort and convenience, test drive a Pride and never pay MSRP. Lightweight, durable, portable, and affordable, Pride Mobility and the team at Easy Mobility Solutions, dedicated to helping you regain your freedom. Visit their showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue.
Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine is holding a free fashion show on Thursday, June 27th from 1 p.m. till 4 in the C Lobby, and you're invited. Come enjoy summer fashions featuring Mary's Unique Boutique with an array of extraordinary items from stylish and contemporary clothing to handcrafted jewelry. Don't get caught in out-of-date styles. Come shop with Mary and be the envy of all to see. See you at the fashion show on Thursday, June 27th at Fountain Hills Apartments from 1 to 4 in the C Lobby.
Going to the eye doctor can be the worst sometimes. Filling out those incessant forms, waiting 30 minutes past your appointment, getting your pupils dilated, or even that puff of air in your eye. Ugh. But it's not like that at Warren Eye Care Center. They have a friendly and comfortable atmosphere that caters to all ages, from young patients only a few days old to patients over 100 years young. So if you're tired of long eye exams, give Warren Eye Care Center a chance. Your appointment will start on time. Call 262-752-2020 or visit warreneyecarecenter.com.
Summer's heating up, and so are the deals at Studebaker's in Racine. Fuel up and feast. When you purchase 10 gallons of gas, you'll receive a coupon for a free two-topping pizza right next door at the Dish Restaurant. That's right. Fill up your tank, check out the refreshing sips and snack sensations, and grab your free two-topping pizza coupon for the Dish. Offer valid while supplies last. See store for details. Swing by Studebaker's Fuel and Food at 31 in Spring, Racine's home of convenience, selection, service, and savings.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the Max Inc. radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Setting sun.
the waves, the sand. Green-eyed lady, ocean lady, child of nature, friend of man. Green-eyed lady, passion lady, dressed in love, she lives for life to be. Green-eyed lady, feels like I never see setting suns and lonely lovers.
News and Timeless Hits, WRJN 627 on a Monday morning. This guy in New Zealand promised to take his girlfriend to the airport. He didn't show up and she missed her flight. So get this, she sued him for the cost it incurred. The judge ruled against her, saying the promise wasn't legally binding. But I guess they broke up, right? And you know how hard to do that is.
That song in the mid-70s, you might remember. He did a slow version of it. I mean, it was the same song, exactly, except the pace, you know, pace was a little slower on that song. It was both good, both big hits, too. Last time I saw Neil Sedaka was on, what was the name of that show? King of Queens. Did you ever, he made an appearance on King of Queens. Arthur Spooner, the father of the wife on the show, she was, her father was always making up stories, but he said he was a pen pal for Neil Sedaka. And at the end, you see Neil Sedaka reading a letter from Arthur Spooner on the show. I mean, he was really on it. Hey, at 6:30 at WRJN, I'm Don Rosen. Local news and timeless hits are found right here. We've got lots more coming up in a moment.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, good morning. I'm Chris Morrow in for Stuart J. Waddles. Here's what's happening this morning. Well, what happened over the weekend, probably the most talked about story of the weekend. Severe storms rolling through southern Wisconsin, dropping tornadoes in places near Watertown, Janesville, also out near the Lake Geneva area. Here in Racine, it was a severe thunderstorm that brought us some high winds and heavy rains, taking down a few tree branches, knocking out power to a handful of people. Kenosha experienced a tornado warning late in the storm system on Saturday night. Again, it was more of a trees down power outage thing. No injuries reported during the storms. The storms did cause people throughout southern Wisconsin to have to change their plans when it came to outdoor activities. Over at Alpine Valley, the Dave Matthews Band show was postponed for a date to soon be determined. Other church festivals and outdoor events were put on pause, and Summerfest had a shutdown for about 2 hours. They resumed live music after the storms passed out of Milwaukee County about 10 o'clock Saturday night. We have a chance for some rough weather in our forecast starting up again tomorrow, with temperatures climbing into the 90s, a full forecast coming up following the news. Well, even though the big gig in Milwaukee had to be shut down for a while Saturday night, it isn't all guitars and great food. The 7th Annual Summerfest Tech event begins today at the festival grounds. It's going to run through Thursday, with some of the activities being held at the Pottawatomie Casino and Hotel in Milwaukee. The tech spotlight at Summerfest started 7 years ago as a way to showcase the regional business community and emergency tech ecosystem. In addition to keynote speakers, there's also a competitive pitch contest with cash prizes for startups. It's a free event and offers both in-person and virtual options. Heading to the Racine courts this morning, David Luckett was sentenced on Friday to life in prison without the possibility of parole after he was convicted for his role in the death of Davion Robbins. Luckett was found guilty of one count of first-degree intentional homicide, as well as two misdemeanor bail-jumping charges, in a jury trial held in Racine County Circuit Court back in April. Luckett was 17 when he shot 19-year-old Robbins on May 15th of 2021. He's been in custody at the Racine County Jail for 3 years now. Obie Glover was a co-defendant in the case. He's serving a 30-year sentence for his role in that homicide. He was 16 at the time of the shooting. I picked up this piece of encouraging news for Racine from the Racine County Eye online newspaper. Gun violence is down, with no homicides reported so far in 2024. According to figures provided by the Racine Police Department, so far no homicide reported this year, and reports of shots fired are down considerably. In 2023, at the time of the report, there were 79 shots fired. This year, 47. Bodies hit by gunfire also down quite a bit, from 31 in 2023. To just 7 so far this year. And that's some of what you need to know this morning. I'm Chris Morrow, filling in for Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day, or get it anytime on demand at WRJN.com.
If you're involved in production agriculture, you wear a lot of different caps. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Monday. You're an accountant, you're an employee manager, you're a nutritionist, a lot of different caps. One of those caps that you may wear but not comfortably, an electrician. Now there is some training available for farmers on the way.
On a dairy, decisions are never made in a vacuum. Your products, technologies, protocols, they're all connected. Or at least they should be. Introducing Empower Dairy from Merck Animal Health, the only full solution portfolio in the dairy industry. Empower is more than just powerful identification, monitoring, and biopharma tools. It's about how they work together to eliminate guesswork and solve specific problems. Learn how at m-power-dairy.com.
UW-Madison's Farm and Industry Short Course is going to try to offer a little more education for farmers from the practical side when it comes to farm electrical maintenance and safety. Heather Gayton is the Outreach Program Manager for FISC, and she explains, while you won't become an expert, you will be able to troubleshoot.
Sure. There's a lot of trainings out there for licensed electricians. This is a very unique niche within the educational space. It came from a request in the farm community, and this program is developed for farmers and those working with equipment and infrastructure, specifically on farms. So again, it's for farm owners, field managers, others who work on electrical infrastructure on the farm. And this course is also for electricians, so we're not going to exclude them from the training. They can earn up to 4 continuing education units by attending this code-related training.
Heather Gayton, she is the Outreach Program Manager for Farm and the Industry Short Course. This Farm Electrical Maintenance and Safety Short Course comes up July 11th and 16th at the Hancock Ag Research Station. If you'd like to find out more details or register, jump online and just search Farm and Industry Short Course.
At Compeer Financial, being here for you means something. With your loan, you access far more than financing. Enjoy member benefits like discounts on personal and business expenses, financial education, and special events, plus patronage, essentially reducing the costs of the funds you borrowed. Compeer Financial, here for you. Find out more today. Call 844-426-6733 or visit compeer.com/member-benefits. Compeer Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2024, all rights reserved.
And Wisconsin's May milk production went up just a little bit. 2.81 billion pounds of milk produced within our borders. That's up 1% from May a year ago. And it kind of contrasts to what was happening across the United States. The major milk producing states as a group saw milk production go down almost 1%. That's a look at what's happening in food and farming news on a Monday. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Sunshine today, a high near 81. Showers and thunderstorms late tonight. Those could have heavy rain again with a low around 66. Hot and humid for Tuesday with scattered thunderstorms. Highs near 90, heat index around 96. Cooler by Wednesday.
Right now, it's 62.
People think that kids are the only ones that want to, like, get out of the class at 3 o'clock every single day. No, no. Go see the teachers, okay, on a Friday at 3 o'clock. You see teachers stiff-arming kids on the way out to the parking lot, you know? Kids chasing me down. Mr. Blair, Mr. Blair, honey, what can I do for extra credit? Jimmy, you got a 98% in my class, okay? Unless you got Salma Hayek or a bottle of Captain Morgan's in your backpack... I can't do anything for you. I had a
kid who threatened to kill me one year because I gave him an F. This is 100% true story. Kid threatened to kill me because I gave him an F. Another teacher caught one of my students writing "Kill Mr. Valet" in his weekly planner. In the section labeled "Weekly Goals and Objectives." And the school was freaking out, you know? They didn't know what to do about it. They kept asking me if I felt threatened. And I'm like, why? This kid hasn't met any of his goals and objectives all year.
Good.
Percy Sledge and A Man Loves Woman, 641 at WRJN. I'm Don Rosen. Thank you for joining me here on this Monday morning in Space News today. Here's a story that Chris Morrow may have missed. Remember the Titanic submersible that imploded? Happened a year ago this week? Well, now the surviving co-founder of the company thinks we should be planning a manned mission to Venus. And he says he knows how to keep the astronauts safe. Yeah, right. Any volunteers? And the two astronauts Boeing sent up to the space station this month were supposed to be back by now, back to be home. Boeing is still deciding if their damaged Starliner capsule is safe enough for reentry. Yeah, that ought to be a nice stress-free ride home for those two astronauts, eh? We're not sure. Let's give it a shot, see what happens. Look for sunshine today with a high near 75. Chance of storms tonight, low 68. Sunny at 63 degrees right now at Radio Park. It's 642 with Elton John and Philadelphia Freedom.
I used to be a rolling stone, you know. If a cause is right, I'd leave to find an answer on the road. I used to be a heart beating for someone, but the times have changed. Less I say, the more my work gets done.
Peace out.
That's a song Elton John wrote for his friend Billie Jean King, who was the coach at the time of the Philadelphia Freedom World Team Tennis Team. That's where it comes from. Hey, at 6:47 at WRJN, I'm Don Rosen, and a poll found Americans take fewer vacation days than any other country in the world. The average American gets 12 days off a year. 53% of us don't take any of them. Yeah. So who takes the most vacation days? Yeah, you guessed it, the French. The average worker in France gets 29 days off a year. Just got back from a mini vacation. We took off Saturday and came back last night. We went to the Great River Road in Wisconsin, Iowa, and Minnesota. We traveled the Great River Road, went on top of all the bluffs, and went to some historic sites in Prairie du Chien, and it was very good. My wife plans these vacations out. I went with my brother, his wife, and my wife and I went. And I got to tell you, except for the mosquitoes and the bugs, the gnats that were all over me, wow. My wife wasn't bothered at all because she used this oil she has, and the bugs didn't like it. So they went to me instead. Well, she's no good. Let's go to him. But yes, it was just beautiful. We took some nice pictures. And we went to the site where they filmed the movie Grumpy Old Man with Jack Lemmon and Walter Matthau and Anne Margaret. It was a restaurant called, was it Sleepy's? I'm trying to remember what the name of the place was. Anyway, we took some pictures right where they filmed it. In Washaba, is it Washaba, Washaba? Washaba. Yeah, Washaba, Minnesota. Anyway, so it was a fun little 2 days. Now I'm exhausted. Got a little bit of sleep last night, and here we are. 6:48 at WRJN, looking for some sunshine today. A lot of sunshine with a high near 75. Tomorrow, the high's going to be 90. Oh, wow. All that heat they've been talking about is coming our way. Right now, it's sunny and 63 degrees here at Radio Park.
Hospice Alliance's care team includes trained volunteers who share their time and talent to help carry out our mission of providing quality and compassionate care. Our volunteers offer support from companionship and respite time to running errands and office work and so much more. Serving patients and families in Racine, Kenosha, Southern Milwaukee, and Eastern Walworth counties. Learn more about assisting in Hospice Alliance's mission. Visit hospicealliance.org.
For the ultimate sports betting experience, get in the game at Potawatomi Sportsbook. Unleash your inner champion with dozens of betting kiosks, a VIP deck, high-end bar, first-class restaurant, broadcast booth, a 2,000-square-foot video wall, and more. It's a sports fan's paradise, 24/7. Bet above the rest. Only at Potawatomi Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. Visit the website for more. Must be 21 years old. All bets must be made on-site.
These sounds can only mean one thing. It's Summerfest!
Milwaukee, are you ready?
600 artists, 12 stages, one epic lakefront. Don't miss three unforgettable weekends of music, June 20th through July 6th. Summerfest, presented by American Family Insurance. Find tickets, lineup, and more at summerfest.com.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Racine's incredible Fourth Fest is coming up fast, and WRJN invites you to help kick off the celebration this Saturday at Ives Groves for a fun day of golf supporting the parade. For $120 per golfer, you'll play 18 holes and then enjoy a delicious lunch and dinner at Route 20. Racine's Fourth Fest Parade is the crown jewel of Midwest parades, and anything you can do to support it is welcome. To get signed up for golf this Saturday, call Lou at 262-620-4274.
Rising, the coffee's perking. It wouldn't be morning without Don Rosen.
And Windy has stormy eyes.
The Association actually are immortalized. They sang the theme song to a big hit movie once. Yeah, the movie was Goodbye Columbus. And at the time, in the around 1969, I guess it was a huge smash hit movie, and this theme song was just great. Creek Alley, these come the Mamas and the Poppers now. Local news, Tamla's Hits, WRJN.
Joan and Mitchie were getting kind of itchy just to leave the folk music behind. Saul and Denny working for a penny, trying to get a fish on the line. In a coffee house, Sebastian sat, and after every number, they passed that.
McGuinn and McGuire's just a getting higher in L.A., you know where that's at.
And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass.
Still a getting higher in L.A., you know where that's at.
And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass. When Cass was a sophomore, planned to go to Swarthmore, but she changed her mind one day. Standing on the turnpike, thumb out the hitchhike, take her to New York right away. When Denny met Cass, he gave a love bar. McGuire couldn't get no higher, but that's what they were aiming at. And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass. Mugwumps, high jumps, slow slumps, big bumps, don't you work as hard as you play. Make up, break off, everything is shake up, yes, it had to be that way. Sebastian and Zoll form a spoonful. McGuire just a catching fire in L.A., you know where that's at. Everybody's getting fat except Mama Cass. And then she wants to go to the sea.
Cass can't make it, she says we'll have to fake it.
We knew she'd come eventually.
Greasing on American Express cars.
But keeping out the heat's hard.
Darkest good vibrations in our imaginations can't go on indefinitely. And California dreaming is becoming a reality.
many rock and roll references did you catch in that song? Must be about 30 of them. They're talking about John Sebastian, McGuinn, Roger McGuinn. They're talking about a whole bunch of people in that song. And then they're talking about California Dreaming, their big hit song. Wow, Creek Alley, the Mamas and the Papas, local news and timeless hits at WRJN at 6:59. All right. A new survey asked people which places they think should be open 24/7. More than half of us think supermarkets and pharmacies should be open all night. 19% think dentists should be open 24 hours a day. Of course, this probably doesn't mean that 19% of us want to have our teeth cleaned in the middle of the night. The point is that the current hours of these businesses, usually 9 to 5 weekdays or even less, isn't enough to meet people's needs. I don't know about you. I've woken up about 1:30 in the morning on many occasions and said, you know what I can use right now? A root canal. If only there was a dentist that was open right now to give me that root canal. Oof, they're not open. I've got to live without one all night long. Hey, it's 7 o'clock. 7 a.m. Good morning. I'm Don Rosen. Coming up in a moment, Earl Ingram's going to be here. Civic Media's host on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll talk to Earl coming up in just a moment here at WRJN. But first, we've got the news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN. We're seeking ocean.